Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm Irene Cook, your radio show host, and today I'm going to talk about sleep. Sleep is one of those things that we all love to do, and although losing weight is very challenging and we spend our days working so hard to lose weight, has anybody ever considered thinking about weight loss and sleep, and if the two are affected by one another? Well, losing weight is challenging, and keeping it off is just as difficult. Actually, in my opinion, keeping it off is much harder than even losing it because of the metabolic differences that go into the whole science of it. But the medical community is still untangling the very complicated relationship between sleep and body weight. And there are several potential links that have emerged that highlight the benefits of weight loss and a good night's sleep. Also, there's been a lot of research done on the negative health impacts of sleep deprivation. So if you're listening going, oh, but I can't sleep. Is that my problem that I can't lose weight? But you're also not watching what you're eating and you are not exercising, then that is not the only factor. What I'm talking about today is people that have sleep issues who are putting in all of their efforts in weight loss, but are having issues losing weight because of their sleep deprivation. And those people that have enhanced weight loss because they sleep well. So what is the connection between sleep and weight? Well, first off, I'm going to share a lot of studies today. I actually pulled a lot of research studies to share with you. A lot of them are really interesting, but over the past several decades, the amount of time that Americans spend sleeping has decreased incredibly. As it has been self-reported, the quality of sleep has also diminished. For much of the same time period, the average body mass index of people has also diminished, meaning that people have become unhealthier. So sleep quality has gone down and higher body fat has elevated. So there is a little bit of a correlation there, yet scientists are not pinpointing it just to sleep. In response to these trends, many researchers began to hypothesize about the potential connections between weight and sleep. So numerous studies have been done and suggested that restricted sleep and poor quality of sleep may lead to metabolic disorders. It also may lead to weight gain and an increased risk of obesity and other chronic health conditions. Now, keep in mind, if you're listening, again, I can't stress enough that it is not just these factors. This all has to be lined up also with diet and, of course, exercise. But while there's a continuing debate with this in the medical community, they have continued to do lots and lots of studies. And so they have found a lot of positive correlations between good sleep and healthy body weight. So there's still so much studying going on. There's still a lot of connections to be made. But what I'm going to share with you today is going to help you understand and also help those of you that might be having sleep issues shed some light on why you might be having sleep issues and what things that you could do to help improve your sleep quality. All right, so first things first, poor sleep can actually increase your appetite. This has actually been medically proven. Many studies have found that people who are sleep deprived have an increased appetite. One common reason for this is the connection between weight and sleep involves how our appetite is affected. While we often think appetite is simply a matter of our stomach growling and grumbling, it's actually controlled by the neurotransmitters in our brain. And these are the chemical messengers that are communicating from one to another. And if you listen to my recent show where I talked about the neurotransmitters in your brain that are activated by exercise, well, the same thing happens when we're sleeping. So there's definitely an impact on sleep with the hunger hormones, the ghrelin hormone and the leptin hormone. These are hormones that are controlling how hungry you are and how your metabolism works. So ghrelin is a hormone that is released in the stomach that signals the hunger in the brain. So this is what tells your brain to eat. So high levels of this are activated in your body. And when your stomach is empty, and it's very, very low after you eat. So leptin is the hormone that's released from your fat cells. This is what suppresses your hunger and signals fullness to your brain. So when you don't get enough sleep, the body makes more ghrelin and less leptin, leaving you hungry and increasing your appetite. So this is actually a study that has been done and evaluated. So the hungrier you are, the more you're going to actually eat. And so the study was 1,000 people. They found those who slept for short durations of time had 15% higher ghrelin levels, which that's the one that makes you hungry, and 15.5% lower leptin levels than those that didn't get enough sleep. So it's like a double whammy. They're not feeling full and they're feeling hungrier. And I know this was not mentioned in the study, but when you're sleep deprived, you're also up, you're awake, and you are more than likely munching and crunching on something. And so now we have increased your caloric intake. In addition, several studies have also indicated that the sleep deprivation affects food preferences. Sleep-deprived individuals tend to choose foods that are higher in carbohydrates. And these all are a reflection of the hormones that are released and the carbohydrates that are higher in sugar, causing the hormones to trigger more desire for more sugar. And this is just the domino effect. All right, so sleep can actually help fight cravings and help you make healthier choices. Huh, who knew, right? Go to bed and not have to worry about having cravings and making healthier choices? Well, lack of sleep actually alters the way your brain thinks. And this is something we all know. When you haven't had a good night's sleep, you have brain fog and you're not making the best choices. Sleep deprivation will actually dull the activity in your frontal lobe. This is the part of your brain that is in charge of decision-making and self-control. So you're tired, you wake up, you are out of it, and guess what? You're grabbing for the donuts. And so if you are more rested, you are going to have better self-control. In addition, it appears that the reward centers of the brain are more stimulated by food when you're sleep deprived. Therefore, after a poor night's sleep, not only is that bowl of ice cream more rewarding, but it's a lot harder to say no thank you to it. So this is an interesting study. A study of 12 men observed the effects of sleep deprivation on food intake. So participants were only allowed 4 hours of sleep, and their caloric intake increased by 22%. They were not told anything else besides don't sleep for more than, you know, the 4 hours that they were allowed. And they were watched and their calories were counted and their overall caloric intake was increased by 22%. What is really interesting is that their fat intake almost doubled compared to when they were allowed to sleep for 8 hours. And this is something that was done consistently across the panel of 12 men. So this study definitely proves that the sleep deprivation does have effects on your decision making and your food intake. All right, so poor sleep can increase your calorie intake. We know this now. Poor sleep could also cause you to consume more calories. So the 12 men that were found to only sleep the 4 hours, well, they ate an average of 600 more calories than they did the day before when they were allowed the 8 hours. So that's pretty substantial. So this increase in calories could actually cause not only weight gain, but poor food choices that could trigger a lifestyle change. So if you take somebody that is just naturally someone that doesn't sleep well, only sleeps 4 to 5 hours a night, they're having an increase of calories of up to 600 every night and double the fat. This definitely is going to contribute to their weight gain. However, it may also be a simple form of, again, like I said, the fact that they're awake more and they have more time to eat, they have more time to watch TV and break out the popcorn and the ice cream. So furthermore, some studies on sleep deprivation have found that a large portion of excess calories were consumed as snacks after dinner. You know, the rule of don't eat past 7, that's a total myth. There's a group of people that swear up and down that if you don't eat past 7, you'll lose weight. Well, the theory behind that is not that you are actually going to lose weight. What that is if you tell yourself you're not going to eat past 7, you are causing that restriction to not consume anything past a certain hour. Thus, you're saving yourself hundreds, possibly thousands of calories. So the same theory goes for people that don't sleep. If you have an individual that goes to bed at 8 o'clock versus someone that goes to bed at 2 o'clock, obviously you're going to consume a lot more that way. So those people that stayed awake all night tended to eat larger portion sizes, and this caused them to think it was okay to have greater plate sizes overall. And so this contributed to this avalanche of overeating. So these are behaviors that you might be participating in and you might not be aware of. For example, I get up early. Those of you that know me know that I get up early, and I know it's insane. I actually got up at 2 today, and I was very mindful of that when I was writing this show. I actually wrote it this morning at 2 in the morning. How does that affect my total caloric intake? Well, at 2 in the morning, I'm not necessarily wanting to eat a bowl of popcorn or ice cream because it's 2 in the morning. But let's suppose I was a night owl and I was staying up all night updating my website and doing my shows. More than likely, if I ate dinner at 6 p.m., I would have a snack at 8. I might have a snack at 9. I might have a snack again at midnight. So whichever way it is, you need to be aware of it and calculate the amount of calories that you have in your day. Your internal clock doesn't realize when 24 hours starts and when 24 hours ends. So if you are allowing yourself a 1500 calorie intake for the day, that is an overall average. So again, it doesn't reset at midnight. It's an overall average. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about how does sleep affect the metabolism? Poor sleep does decrease your resting metabolic rate. And that's the next study that I'm going to talk about. The metabolism is a chemical process in which the body converts what we eat or drink into energy that we need to survive. And of course, everybody strives for a fast metabolic rate. While activities such as exercise can increase your metabolism, sleep cannot. Metabolism actually slows down while you sleep. Of course, you're laying still, you're not moving. And it actually reaches its lowest point in the morning. In fact, a lot of studies have shown that people that are sleep deprived, whether it's self-induced, whether it's insomnia, whether it's untreated due to sleep apnea or other sleep disorders, usually have metabolic issues. Poor sleep oftentimes is associated with stress. It could be associated with poor blood sugar or glucose issues and or diabetes or insulin resistance. The more time you are awake, the more opportunities you have to eat, like we discussed earlier. And sleeping less can definitely disrupt your rhythms and leading to more weight gain. So sleeping itself is not going to help with your metabolism, but your resting metabolic rate, and this is the number of calories that your body burns while you're at rest, is affected by your age, your weight, and your gender, and your muscle mass. So researchers indicate that sleep deprivation could lower that. So for example, if your resting metabolic rate is 1,500 calories a day, that is what you burn to do nothing. You wake up in the morning and you just lay there all day long. You burn 1,500 calories a day. That is your RMR. If you are somebody that has sleep issues, your RMR might decrease to 1,100 calories. Again, this is for doing nothing. So if you are sleep deprived, you are basically slowing your metabolic rate down, therefore getting less calories to burn in your day. And so they pulled these guys again, and I hope they paid them well, because now they kept them awake for 24 hours. Oh my goodness. And afterwards, they tested their RMR. And there are ways to do this in labs. But after these men were awake for a full 24 hours, their resting metabolic rate was lower by 10% after they had been up. Their metabolic rate after they consumed their regular food and went back to bed and slept normal went back up 20%. So this shows that people that are sleep deprived have a slower metabolism. One study put 10 overweight adults on a 14-day diet, and they were allowed either 8 hours of sleep or 5 hours of sleep. Both groups lost weight from fat and muscle, but the ones that were given 5 hours of sleep lost less weight from fat. So what we're saying here is, across the board, sleep has a direct correlation to your weight loss. So what do you do if you can't sleep? You're having issues with sleep. You have insomnia. Oftentimes, if you are overweight, you might not be getting good quality sleep because of sleep apnea. And if that is your case, you should definitely go to your physician and talk to them about that. But what you can do to help enhance your sleep is pick up your physical activity. Of course, you've all heard the saying, a tired dog is a good dog. And that is exactly how it works with us as well. So the more active you are, the more tired you're going to be. Lack of sleep can cause daytime fatigue, making you less likely and less motivated to exercise. However, if you can get in front of the problem and try to get yourself to bed and get yourself into an exercise loop or a physical activity loop, you will find that you're a lot more sleepier when it comes to bedtime. That actually might be, I think I just figured out my problem. I mean, I clunk out so early at night, and it has to be because I'm so active. And it is true. So if you're listening going, oh, I fall asleep, no problem, it's because you're active. A study done with 15 women found that when they were sleep deprived, the amount of exercise they did and their intensity of physical exercise was depressed. And what that means is their heart rate was lower, their intensity was lower, and they burned lower calories. The good news is that the more sleep you get, the better you will improve your athletic performance. There is no better medicine than rest. So if you are asked to rest, rest is best, you will definitely have a better performance. My athletes, my marathon runners and my ultra marathon runners, when they are really, really burning it out and running their 50, 60, 70 mile weeks for training, and they're starting to feel tired, and they're up against a big long run, I tell them always to cancel it. I assign them for exercise sleep. In fact, I had one of my clients who's training for her first 50K. I assigned for her to skip her workouts and sleep in and try to sleep for two straight days. And I don't mean actively sleep, but basically increase the amount of rest that she gets so that her fatigue levels decrease. And that truly is the best medicine. Not only does your body need rest, but your brain does too. So skimping on sleep will also set your brain up to make really bad decisions. It dulls your frontal lobe activity, like I said, but it also causes you less mental clarity, and it causes you to have brain fog. And when you're overtired, your brain's reward systems are not revved up. And so you're not able to squash those food cravings, and you're not able to make those decisions to get up and start exercising. Your sleep-deprived brain might have trouble saying no to that slice of cake. So what you can do also for improved sleep is turn those devices off. Those devices let off that blue light, and that is known to suppress serotonin levels that cause you to relax at night. And it's really, really hard. I talked about this before, and I talk about it all the time. We are programmed now to bring these phones into our bedrooms and keep them right next to us. That definitely is very disruptive to sleep. We're a society that's always checking notifications. We're always checking for those blinking lights. This is not a good way to help improve your sleep. So unless you're a doctor or an astronaut, you don't need to have your phone next to you in bed. And if you do need to have it next to you in bed because you have children and you need to make sure that you do get notified, you don't have to have it face up where you're seeing the notifications. Sleep in a dark room, exposure to artificial light while sleeping, such as a TV or a bedside lamp, is also associated with increased risk of weight gain and obesity. And here's a real big one. Avoid eating right before bed. Unless it is a low sugar, high protein snack, the chances of sleeping well are going to decrease. Now, remember I said high protein, low sugar. And this takes us way back to grandma saying, have a glass of milk before bed, that is high protein. And unless it's chocolate milk, you're pretty good with the low sugar. This is going to calm you, and this is going to help you doze off to sleep. Reducing your stress is also a really good way. So try unplugging, try listening to some music. And my favorite one, be an early bird. People with late bedtimes are definitely going to consume a lot more calories and are at higher risk of weight gain. If you're not an early bird and you strive to be one, the only way to do it is to just slowly start getting up a little earlier and earlier each day. And like I said, turn those devices off at least 20 minutes before bedtime. That blue light is definitely going to keep you awake. So the bottom line is, it's true. Being short on sleep can affect your weight. While you weren't sleeping, your body's cooked up the perfect recipe for weight gain. While you're short on sleep, it's easy to gain those extra pounds and lean into that extra large latte. So be aware of your intake, and certainly always try to get at least 7 hours of rest. Have a great day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.